Health personnel designated to confront any Ebola outbreak have been assured of their safety. This is because one of the tools in the fight against the disease, the personal protective equipment PPE, is being distributed to health facilities throughout the country. The Interministerial Oversight Committee on Ebola, headed by the Minister of Health, Dr. Kwikwaji Maimensa, who handed over the PPE to some health institutions in Accra, reaffirmed government's preparedness to fight against the disease. Joyce Jechi reports.
One of the concerns of the health officials regarding the fight against Ebola, should it be recorded in the country, is the provision of personal protective equipment, PPE. Their fear is due to how deadly the disease is and how health officials have been victims of the disease in the affected countries. The distribution of the PPE comes as a relief to address their fears. The PPE includes gloves, gowns, aprons, boots, nose masks, and safety goggles. All the regional health directorates, the National Ambulance Service, the military and police hospitals, as well as the teaching hospitals, took delivery of the items. They all had quantities of temperature guns, which should be used 5 centimeters away from a person. The Minister of Health, Dr. Kwikwaji Maimensa, who heads the Interministerial Oversight Committee on Ebola, said the distribution of PPE demonstrates the government's preparedness to fight the disease should it occur. He talked about the strategic plan of the committee.
The strategy has 3 main objectives. That is public education, making sure that our people do understand the nature of the disease and know exactly what to do when they spot one. And also screening at our borders, entry points, communities, fishing communities along the coast, and also effective case management. That is, should there be one, then quickly it can be identified, quarantined, and also managed.
The Director General of Ghana Health Service, Ebenezer Apiadentra, said the items will all not be given to facilities now that we have no case of the disease.
What they will do is that they will give small numbers, 3 each, to each hospital, and then keep the rest at the regional capital. So in case there's any case anywhere, then you show the regional capital around to that place. If it happened to have been maybe in one region, then you may decide to call SOS and send to another region.
The head of public health at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Philip Amu, said the availability of PPE will boost the confidence of health workers to handle suspected cases.
Joyce Jetcher reporting.